I got stuff for you.
Holy moly. I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seeing a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I'm the great and powerful Mr. E.
I see you've recovered from the weekend. I'm JClone325.
No, that was most of my energy.
Okay. Yeah. I
think and?
Emily!
Yay!
We're all here dilemma. Again.
The Golden Trio.
You live with me now.
That's scary.
The Goonies.
Oh, yeah, Sloth. Mm-hmm. You live with me now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You want to come live with me? That's so bad.
Why? All right. Hocking Hills Bigfoot. Festival
2025.
Yay. Yeah. That did take almost all of my energy I had saved up from the day.
I was going to say, I thought you were dead after this weekend.
I mean, I'm still not fully recovered, but it's a lot better than Monday.
Well, yes, that's true, but they don't know that. Monday, they don't know when we're recording this. Yeah, you were like that basically on the last Sunday, too.
Yeah, it was definitely like by noon on Sunday. I was ready to leave, and it's because of how much the festival, how much fun we had, but it was just,
exhausted.
I was burnt up.
It was 100 degrees every day.
I was going supernova.
But it was fun.
And we had a good spot.
Oh, we were in primo position.
Yeah.
We had the shade in the afternoon. We had the
nice little breeze.
The breeze about 10 feet away from where they dumped all the animal poo from the whole fairgrounds.
Well, because it's a fairground. The fairgrounds.
As long as the wind was blowing right, it was fantastic.
The festival, obviously, we're really going to talk about it a lot, you know, here in the next hour, probably. I don't know how long this is going to take, but it was a 4-day festival. So
there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the little bit of negative first before we talk about 45 minutes of the positive?
Well, would it be the fact that we were going to, you know, camp in the bus? Is that the little negative?
Oh, no. I was going to talk about the fairgrounds.
Oh, no. Oh. Now, let's start from the very, very beginning.
Yeah, we went to get the bus, give it an oil change, all that, drive it around a bit before.
Because we rented an RV spot to stay all weekend at the fairgrounds at Hocking Hills Festival 2020, Bigfoot Festival 2025.
So the fairgrounds runs a small campground attached to it.
Right.
Me and Jay blew the brakes out immediately.
Yeah, the day before we left.
Yeah. It was in a spot where it was just not going to be fixed very quickly. Yeah, so that's how that started.
So we were forced to tent camp instead.
Yeah, so I had to buy a tent.
Oh, yeah, and that giant tent you bought.
Gosh!
A 12-person tent.
A 12-person tent, yes.
Is it 12 or is it 16?
No, it's a 12-person
tent. Okay, because that was the other
one.
It has
rooms.
It's supposed to fit 3 queen mattresses
in it. It does.
It does have the divider room in it.
I will say this with tents. 99% of the time, they lie about how many people fit them or what fits in them. Like the one you slept in that we gave you.
Yeah.
I think it says it fits 2 twin mattresses.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Well, that would be
That is like
the max.
Yeah. And they're crooked a little bit. And they're up the wall a little bit. And it's laying on its side.
It's about a queen mattress.
Yeah. So.
It fit.
I mean, yes. But when you say that, you imagine there's also room for you to walk into the tent or get into the tent.
We were also kind of bougie. Air quotes, bougie tent camping.
This is tent measurements. It's
okay,
different.
But like
So Emily bought this tent.
And
oh, I mean,
you measure things inside of a tent a little different because the walls are curved, you know?
Mine weren't.
Oh, yeah. Not that when you have that big. That's normal.
So
that's why it was that accurate. It fit 16 because it was that big.
Gosh, it probably fit 30 people if you measure
normally again.
Because you can measure normally again. Now, so me and Jay leave here at like 8 o'clock at night, and it's a 3-hour drive, and it's in MacArthur, Ohio, which I got to say, the town is great.
Yeah, MacArthur.
Vinton County, I heard it. A couple people said it. We looked it up, and I'm not sure if it's 100% true or not, that it's supposed to be the poorest county in Ohio.
Okay.
Everything is in MacArthur for the whole town, or the whole county. We had fun. The
MacArthur's
county,
nice.
MacArthur's a nice little town.
Yeah.
Coffee shop slash smoke shop slash print shop. We had breakfast and coffee out every day.
Slash shower house.
For some of us. Oh, yeah, we'll talk about your showering.
We don't have to talk about that.
No, it was important for the campground.
It's part of the memories.
I guess.
Other people were telling me about it.
We need to put it in the scrapbook.
As I'm coming up from the nice shower house.
And people were watching me shower?
Yeah, because of where you did it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the only other place.
It's kind of weird. People watching you to shower.
Yeah, if you stand on the main stage and shower. So we get down there, and this tent I'd never seen before. So Jay was in our old, like a pop-up tent, or instant tent. And it's nice. It's smaller, but it's nice because it's instant. Like, you've seen me. I had it set, like, opened.
Oh, yeah. You had
it turned around.
Before I had yours unpacked.
Yeah, because it just like, pops open like that.
Yes.
It's just like sliding legs and everything like that. Folding back up is a little confusing.
It's like putting up an awning. It's really easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A pop-up awning.
Yeah. The new tent, you kept laughing. It's like 12:30. And you're like, it just keeps unfolding.
Yeah, we kept unfolding it.
And we ran out of space.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the other thing. The RV spot was not an RV spot.
No, it's like a big pickup truck spot.
If that.
You could fit two back to back.
But we just kept unfolding and unfolding and unfolding and unfolding. And it's big. I slept in the little corner of it, and it made me scared to tell Emily and Willow came down the next night. It's just like
so much empty space.
Well, yeah, and it's all black.
He felt vulnerable.
Yeah, it's like.
Well, he left the divider like zipped.
Opened?
No, he left it zipped.
Oh, okay.
So, because it made me feel like it was not as big.
Oh, okay.
So
oh, yeah.
Emily said, it has rooms.
You made a room.
It has room.
Yeah.
So I wanted my room.
Not fair.
Right,
beside me.
We get there and there's a campground shenanigans where. The campground had sent an email out to everybody that rented spots saying you have to check in before you set up, blah, 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 all these rules. No fires out of designated fire rings. So we get there, and the couple that is also setting up at like midnight, they just got there like the same time we did.
Yeah.
And they ask, we're not in your spot, are we? I'm like, no, we're in 35, because I was walking, you know, just trying to find the spots because the site numbers were like on the back of the site.
Yeah, it's hard to see.
So I had like a flashlight walking up and down, just trying to kind of see where our site was. Apparently an RV was set up in their site and they moved over there, and that just caused a cascading event all weekend.
For everyone else moving in that weekend.
Because it's like, well, you're in my spot. Well, they told me, you know, anyways.
Because who doesn't want to stay at the fairgrounds, at the campgrounds, where the festival
that was
is?
So easy. I'll tell you that, everybody. Next year, I kind of don't want to tell anybody because it's not a very big fair or campground.
Yeah.
I want to make sure we get our spot.
I hope we get our spot again. I mean, I just want that spot because we had the shade in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Because it was hot.
It was and hot.
It was a nice, like, it stayed cool in our area. Like, even the morning. Before, like,
it wasn't,
yeah, we had a little bit of sun.
It got hot
spot,
in the morning, but that was about the only time it was really hot at the.
Like, from 8 to 10, it would get to start warm up.
It would get really muggy.
But once after that, the shade started coming in, and we were good.
The other half of the campground, too, is more forested. That I think that's, we were in, like, the newer section.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. The people that were
across
primitive
from us,
camping.
That straight open, sun.
An yeah. Open grass hill.
Yeah, with no trees.
And it's a hill.
So you're laying halfway over.
The caricature lady was the only person that had a flat spot.
Yeah, and she had one of them like side car tent things.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking
about? The nice ones.
Yeah, where it just butts up against the car, so then you kind of have your bed on the floor in the car.
So yeah, we spoke every day. Festivities Thursday was definitely mostly just locals came out. But it was still a lot of fun. It was a slower day, so I highly advise if you're local, you know, I would say within the hour or whatever for it next year, if they keep it 4 days. I would definitely, that's the day, if you're local, I'd come out and hang out on Thursday.
Get to meet everyone, yeah, get to talk to everyone.
Yeah, because it was nice. It was, we don't get to experience that ourselves very often.
Right.
Running a booth and all that.
You get to see Wild Bill one-on-one. He can beat you up when he hugs you.
Yeah.
He didn't
beat me up nearly as hard, but I was holding a baby most of the time.
Oh, true.
Because 90% of the time he came over and just grabbed the baby and walked away.
He gets softer when babies are around.
Babies and little kids.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, he's like, oh, come here. And he just picks her up.
And he's gone.
Yeah, he walked over to like where Cliff and everybody was set up with Willow the one time. Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
And everybody was just looking at him.
Like, who's this kid?
Like, where did you get a baby?
You found it.
Yeah, it was Willow.
She's
Willow
from the forest.
Yeah.
And she first saw Bill, she was all excited, like, getting ready to... Yeah.
He just has that energy about him, though. I still get excited just like him when I see him.
And she's trying to give him her fish. And
You know, I just, you know, I start shaking my hands around. My legs get it going. I make a little mess in my pants.
But, gosh, awful. Friday or Saturday was definitely the nonstop day. I felt like we blinked and it was 7 o'clock.
Yeah, Friday flew by fast. I was exhausted.
The fireworks show
was pretty. That was Friday night.
No, Saturday.
Oh, okay.
He's talking about Saturday.
I'm talking about Saturday.
He skipped Friday.
I just went
from Thursday to Saturday.
Yeah, so Friday was definitely more of the pickup day. Like, there's more and more people coming in.
Well, that's when we got our inspiration. Remember, we got that print made?
Let's tell that story.
Well, that's from the inspiration day. I guess it was made for Saturday. We got it printed Saturday morning.
We didn't get it, yeah, because we talked about it.
Yeah.
Which thing are you talking about? The Wild Bill?
Yeah, the Wild Bill print.
You'll have to look on Facebook, on Jay's Facebook for that.
Oh, yeah. So I think we'll post it in the Crypts of the Corn into our Facebook page.
Is there a pair of them that exist?
There is.
Yeah.
Only two exist.
Gosh.
It's an awesome poster that was made.
The print shop guy. So anybody that knows, it's Smoke and Bean print, or the Smoke and Bean Coffee. Or
let's talk about that. Yeah.
It was a...
We spent every morning there.
Every morning from Thursday through Sunday.
Yep.
They opened up early for us a couple times.
Yep.
Because we were like, they don't open till 8. And then he'd see us out there at like 7:15 and he'd be like, come on in.
Yeah, come sit down.
We won't be able to serve you till whenever, but just come sit down and play some games.
Yep, rest them bones. Rest them old tired bones.
But this, he ran a smoke shop, like a smoke shop. By that, I mean like a barbecue smoking
spices.
Shop. Spices, sauces. Snacks, like there was a lot of smoked salmon dips and those kind of things.
Oh yeah,
there's the flavored nuts,
The Buckeyes,
the Buckeyes,
the flavored crackers,
the Bigfoot fritters.
Oh, fritters.
Oh yeah, the fritters. Fritters. Yeah, the donut. They had
Bigfoot donuts. They had Bigfoot coffee.
All homemade stuff there.
So they had a Mr. Sasquatch and a Mrs. Sasquatch. What was the difference? Do you remember?
Yeah, Mrs. Sasquatch has no nuts.
Yep.
In it, so. That's how you tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've never seen like a barbecue spice and coffee shop
and print shop
all in one. So quite the versatile store.
It was great. And they were so fun and friendly. And
they printed two posters for us over the weekend. Three total, but two designs. They printed two different designs for us over the weekend.
We picked up a poster every day besides the first day.
Yep. So they're pretty awesome.
And then Emma left the table Sunday, like, connected.
Oh, for us, yeah.
And she already connected them for us and wrote us a little love note.
See, that's, you know, that's...
I was our barista every morning except the last day because she had to go to church early. Like Emily said, she really did put her little tables together and had our spot ready.
MacArthur Hospitality.
They were... The whole town was super nice. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that because we all, listeners and us in the room and everything like that, we know how big a pain it can be when a town, even just a small group in the town, is very adamantly against anything, Bigfoot, UFO, you know, just fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying like...
Or even just outsiders in general coming to their town.
Yeah. Money. I mean, this brings a lot of money. I guarantee, because that coffee shop was full pretty much all day, every day.
Good. It was good. It's a good place to go to. It's worth being full.
When Gator Gill went and got me coffee during the afternoon, he said there was like a line out the door.
Oh, nice. Good.
So,
well, we told everyone about it. You got to go there.
It was great. So, if you guys are passing through MacArthur, Ohio, just south of the actual Hocking Hill State Park, go to Smoke and Bean.
I just wanted to tell them, but we can't tell them about the posters they made for us. We should have left one there for them to hang up on the wall.
Just order it, pay for it,
and have like them hang it on the wall. Yeah. They'll ship it to us. We'll sign it. We'll ship it right back to them.
Hang it up.
Join the Patreon. You could see the pictures of the posters.
Yes.
All I'm going to say is there's a new Patreon game. Jordan, you're listening to this.
Yep.
Pony boy.
The Pretty Pony Derby. Isn't that what it is?
Something like that.
I finally had a race.
Oh, every time I open the game, it's like, you need to download still more.
You got to do it. You just got to do it. It takes about 18 minutes.
It takes about 18 days.
Your phone will get super warm.
And I bet it will.
No, so, Smokey Bean, great. Yep, we didn't get it. There was another food place. It was called Mama's. We didn't go, but I heard a lot of good things about it. So just a shout out. I think it was the coffee is plain, but the breakfast is great.
Oh, all right.
That kind of deal.
We mentioned that since we're on the coffee shop, I guess.
Big shout out to B.
All B Mills, of course. B Mills.
She put on a great festival.
Organized the festival and made it entertaining, I guess, from start to finish.
Yeah, so it was a lot different. Days. Yeah, because it was 2 days. It used to be 2 days and 2.5 days in downtown Logan because everybody set up on Friday night, but she had stuff on Friday night.
Right.
So it was kind of like the what'd she call it? A soft open. Soft opened on Friday night, then Saturday, and then Sunday, or maybe I'm getting it backwards, but it was, you know, huge. And so she did the same thing, but added basically a day and a half this time around. And it was great. It kept moving the whole time.
Yeah. It was always active from start to finish.
Yeah. Which is hard.
Impressive.
That is hard to do, especially in a venue of that size with that many vendors. I think it was 150 vendors.
Yeah, there was a lot.
And it was moving.
It was a lot. And it was
volunteers.
And it was hot too. There was a lot of people and it was like 95 degrees.
Yeah.
And I heard next year they are going to add a bunch of like what do they call those? Wind sails or something, like the big shade tent or the shade
with like the misters on them.
Just big shade canopies. So there's a lot more shade areas for everybody. Especially
talking about next year.
Yep, that's what I already heard. They're making.
Yep, they already.
Campgrounds are accommodating, and
I think they're ordering one. Are ordering like renting them? There's a company.
Nice.
They found that like does that for events.
Good, because having that next year, that would be just a huge upgrade. And you know, it wasn't terrible this year, but it was hot. But
it was just hot.
Like all the
nobody can do anything about that.
Right. Yeah. It's just, not their fault. No, it's just hot. So yeah, just having that for next year.
Have a storm though.
Yeah.
I kept thinking like any minute because how hot, you know, it was just getting hotter and more humid, hotter and more humid.
It's going to storm.
It's going to break.
I think it did sprinkle the one night though.
It could have, but nothing like the year where it was the picking up the tents, thunderstorm.
And the river running down the street. Floating everything away. Remember those coolers were floating away.
Our blue tote lifted.
Yeah.
And it's like 100 pounds.
It was bad. All right. Do you want to address the morning showers thing?
Oh.
Since we were talking about the smoking beans. Let's just get it out of the way.
Okay. So Jay mostly showered, and I mean fully showered, on the side of the road where our like hose hookup was. And when I say the road, I mean it's... What, like 2 feet off the road? Maybe 3 feet?
Well, yeah. Why would they put that there, though?
I'm not saying it was a good design. I'm just saying that's where it was, though.
Well, yeah.
It was on the side of the road. We were at the top of the hill, so everybody in the whole campground was looking up at us.
I mean, not although, all the way to
be fair,
top.
Jay had the van kind of in front of it.
No.
Yeah.
So unless you were, like, in two sites down on the other side.
Jeff, yeah, that's where Jeff was. Jeff was sitting there having coffee.
See, he was about the only downhill that could have seen
me. Gary and Kelly and
Gear that good they're all like, me.
What is Jay dancing?
No,
he's in his underwear.
Nah, see, what
I'm going to keep dancing at the Pink Pony Club.
No, come on. At least it sing rhythm as a dancer or something.
No, that's what you were singing.
Oh,
that and you showered inside the Smoking Bean coffee shop
in their bathroom,
in their sink, which made no sense to me because the campground had a very nice shower.
It's just something about public showers and.
That's why you wear
so
your
showering
crops.
On the side of the road and in a public bathroom.
Okay. What was sitting on the ground right outside the camera?
One time.
Okay.
Well, that's the end of the episode. We cannot talk about it till the end of the episode.
Fine.
We don't talk about Bruno.
All right, people.
We don't talk about Matt Pooper.
Then we don't talk about my reasonings for not liking public showers.
Your reasonings didn't happen until after.
You don't know my experiences in the past. You don't know what I've been through.
You were the Matt Pooper.
Ladies.
You said it at the end.
Oh, sorry. I just know you have thrown things.
Absolutely not. I was actually the exact opposite this whole weekend.
No, not this weekend. I'm talking about in life.
Oh, well, at least this weekend, I was the exact opposite. Like, literally.
Yeah, so...
Maybe I'll talk about that later. Maybe I'll save it for Patreon.
And then our alarm clock every morning, Willow.
Willow, the birds.
Was she the alarm clock in the morning or the alarm clock that you fall asleep to, you know, and it keeps going and going and going at night? And, like, everyone else is trying to sleep.
That first night was horrible.
To be fair, it was 11 o'clock at night. She just slept 3.5 hours in the car.
Who let her sleep in the car?
She's one of the good ones for the car.
Had to keep her up.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was after her usual bedtime. So, like, that was a little rough. And then she's not used to, like, the pack and play.
Well, yeah.
But then none of the kids are used to sleeping in bed with us.
Right.
So she just thought it was time to play.
Or in a... Okay.
Oh, gosh. She headbutted me probably about a dozen times.
She broke my glasses.
Yeah. Well, she, like, would stand up and then just drop.
Was pitch black in there?
No. The light was on.
Too. Oh, the light was on?
She, like, she does, like, a whale flop.
Oh, okay.
But the one time she did it right into my eye with her head, with her forehead. Slammed into it.
Out.
I had my glasses still on.
She, yeah, I know. I heard.
Jabbed me so many times with her legs in the ribs in the back, because she would like keep like waking up like every hour.
Next time you should bring the other one.
Well, she fine once. No, we like put her to bed at her bedtime. She's the best for travel. And then
when you're just, you
know, who's the best for travel?
Willow.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Atlas isn't terrible. He's just hard to
when you get there.
Oh, I've witnessed it. I went with you to the zoo.
Yeah.
Or the family farm and home.
Or anywhere.
Yeah. That's because he knows if he stops.
Oh,
he's down for the count.
What do you mean? Oh, gotcha.
If he stops moving, he'll go to sleep.
I thought you meant if he stops, like the cart or something, and like doesn't look for 1 second, he's out. Mm-hmm. No, he's out running.
Too. He'll just jump sometimes when it's moving.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that too. Like when he jumped out of the cart at the zoo, and you drug him for like 2 feet, and he didn't do anything.
He's just hanging there.
He's just hanging there, and then he let go and started walking.
Gosh.
That's funny. All right.
No, so yeah, Jay showered in with cold water in the ditch in front of other people every morning.
Well, I had swim trunks on. I use a rag and soap.
Very aggressively using a rag and soap.
Well, you can't, like, you got to clean those areas.
And then dried off with baby powder.
I had to the next day because that first day,
sailors,
the heat.
Anybody didn't know what sailor's blight is, look it up.
I don't even know what that is.
That's what you had.
I call it swamp crack.
Sailor's blight.
I don't know. It was hot, and I was.
I know people that
chafing.
Normally, that wear like waders a lot and that kind of stuff.
Oh gosh, yeah, that was me then.
Sailor's rot or sailor's blight.
That sounds
like
about okay. That sounds about right. But yeah, that was fine. That was fine and fun.
I showered in the shower, like a human.
Hmm. Yeah.
And I will say, you
had to wade through the
campground showers can be very hit or miss.
Yeah.
Very hit or miss. They are, you know, they run a big gambit. This was a very primitive shower. By that, I mean, there was no adjusting temperature. There was like a big medieval lever.
Oh.
just for power.
Yeah.
It didn't change temperature. It was only one red hose for the whole thing.
For power.
It was all it was doing.
Yeah.
Was how strong do you want the water to hit you? I pulled it all the way down. And because I like a high pressure shower.
Mm-hmm.
Like a hippopotamus or a manatee. I got to, you know, somebody to power wash the barnacles off.
True.
But
they accumulate.
You always, I get nervous because the heat. I'm like, I like a hot shower. I do not do cold or cool showers.
It's not so bad when it comes out the spigot.
That's a little different because that's like public indecency.
You can't wear swimming trunks in public.
Swimming trunks. Liam was telling everybody it was you're in a Speedo.
They were down to my knees. What Speedo is that?
Yeah, that's the problem, is your Speedo is down to your knees.
Okay, whatever.
You're
greatly exaggerating.
I just said what Liam said.
Yeah, so you're lying for him. Using him as a vessel.
But no, it was nice. It was actually pretty hot. people were taking showers pretty constantly. And it, I don't know where the hot water tank was or how they were doing it, but it never, as far as I know, it never faltered.
Mm-hmm.
They actually had pretty clean, like, walking pads in them. It was simple. I mean, it was very, it was a, you know, primitive campground shower, but it was very nice.
All right, fine, fine. I made a wrong decision.
I don't care what you did.
It's over with. Let's move on.
You're the one that brought it up. I wasn't going to bring it up until you're like, well, let's talk about the elephant in the room.
So get it over with. All right, we're done then.
All right, go on.
Day three. No,
Saturday. It was crazy.
I was going to say, too, day one and day two were presented in the morning in, like, the family event room, I guess. Speakers, or what would you call it? The arena. They called it the arena. First day, we talked about...
Bioregions.
Oh, yeah, the bioregions. Ecoregions of Ohio. So we gave them a little, people a little science lesson there. Then
they really enjoyed it.
And then day two, I think everyone really enjoyed the 10 endangered species.
Yeah, oh, gosh, yeah, that was...
Of Ohio.
That was, I think, our biggest crowd for the family room.
Yeah, that was a nice one.
I went way over on time.
I thought that was Saturday.
Was that Saturday?
Yeah, because I was there.
Well, then what was the bioregion one? After, that was Thursday. I can't remember. It just all blends together anymore.
I wasn't
anymore.
There for Thursday and Fridays.
But you were there for Saturday. So Saturday was the big day. All right.
So that was the ecoregion?
Saturday was the endangered species.
Yeah. No, the first day was the ecoregion for sure.
And then Sunday was the Gigantopithecus.
Yeah. So what else did we talk about? No, I can't even remember. See, everyone at home, there's just so much variety you get with the Crypts of the Corn. We can't even keep up with ourselves.
Fisheries.
Oh, yeah, Friday we did the fisheries.
Fishery scoring.
And how they, to rate a water quality, and then what that means in relation to Bigfoot sightings and Bigfoot habitats. So, yeah, that was Friday. That was Friday.
And then, yeah, Saturday was the endangered species.
So, let's start off Saturday in the morning there.
We probably had 200 people in the show arena for that because it was
really?
Because it was all the way wrapped around.
Oh, dang.
Because people just kept filling in.
No, I didn't even notice.
It was full. I mean, it was...
Well, a lot of people were just kind of saw you guys talking. Like, huh.
Oh, this
wonder
is cool.
What that is.
This is cool. The guy's really yelling about salamanders.
Yeah.
Man, he's yelling about rattlesnakes now.
Huh.
Bats.
Yeah.
Oh,
Allegheny wood rat, you say?
Yeah. Yeah. That was talked about a lot. And then we spoke. We actually had our presentation at 12:30 on... Saturday.
Yep. That was fun.
Not to brag, but we were told by the MC that we had the biggest crowd.
Play the thing. Do the button thing. We haven't done that in a while. I think it's page one or two. And then say, repeat your line again. Say.
We had the biggest crowd.
No, come on. That's not it.
Sorry.
You said pink.
We had the biggest crowd.
Oh, come on. Now you just ruined the bit. You're not even trying.
We had the biggest crowd.
There we go. Thank you. I never said pink. I said page one or something. I don't know.
No, you said pink too.
Pink Pony Club is what I said.
That's what I hit.
Check the tape.
All right.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. But, okay. Yeah, we had a good crowd. We had a full house.
Standing room only.
Yeah. It was fun, though.
That I think we had like 200 and something.
I got some laughs out of the crowd. Some on purpose, on purpose.
So anybody that came and didn't know, because we said it in the middle, I had never seen the presentation before. And I think,
at least in its finished entirety.
Yeah, I mean, I knew what we were going to talk about. I showed you some bullet points and everything.
Like, I showed you some slides here and there just to show you the feel, but no, you didn't see the actual full presentation. Yeah,
but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was good.
We went over on time on that. I think we went over on time on every presentation we did.
Just a little bit, but we had time to go over.
Yeah, every one of them we did. It was a flexible schedule.
Right, because they know when you get to talking, it's hard to stop. Yeah, it's like pushing that snowball off the top of the mountain.
As long as the crowd is engaged.
Right, oh, I know, I get it. The snowball gathers moss.
I kept screaming about endangered species.
What do you mean you screwed it up?
Screaming.
Oh, screaming about endangered species.
I sounded like the, never mind, I'm not going to say it.
Wow, I'll just tease everyone.
The old clips. Have you ever seen, like, the old clips of Hitler when he was, like, screaming and the crowd was like, yeah.
Gosh.
That's kind of what it was like, but it was me yelling about getting rid of grass. And
yeah.
That's making... the next Patreon t-shirt.
No.
I don't think that'll be... Jeb, no.
Don't do it, Jeb. No. Don't do it, Jeb.
Gosh.
He's going to do it.
There's already me as a pink pony girl. Now it's going to be me as Hitler screaming about salamanders.
And you know he's going
to
do it.
How we have to get rid of concrete.
You talked about you being like a hippo manatee in the shower. I just imagine the picture of me as a manatee in this like hot shower.
I could see that. There you
go, Jeb. That already exists.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom. It's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Oh, man, it'd be mine, I don't know, Ambiestoma. Right.
And then, yeah, finished out on Sunday. Had a fun time, ended early on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, we survived. We just barely survived through Sunday in the heat. And
I woke up on Sunday like...
Well, I stayed up till like 5 in the morning on Sunday, Saturday night.
Nikki came and hung out. I stayed up till probably about 1:30, I think.
Yeah.
Because I said because he got there at 11.
Yeah.
And every half hour I was like, I'm going to bed. I'm going to bed. I got to present in 4 hours. I got to go to bed.
I don't even know what time I went to bed.
I mean, it was like 10:30, 11.
You were in bed before Nick got there.
Right before. Everybody left and went to bed like right before Nick got there.
As he was pulling in, literally.
Gary.
I had to re-put Willow back down because the fireworks scared her away.
Gosh, well, I don't blame her. They did not realize.
Yeah.
They were so loud.
They were on top of us.
Yeah, they were right above. They were right above us.
The one was hitting the ground.
Some of them didn't get up very high.
Yeah, and it's just like...
I hope these tents don't catch.
Her first time seeing fireworks because she'd never seen them.
That's awesome. What a moment to remember.
Get to the thank you.
For everybody that got to hang out with us. Yeah, oh, well, then
your list.
I want to say too, we invited everyone back to our campsite, listeners and Patreon members and just people who were at the festival that met us and wanted to hang out with us. They all came out to the campfire or to our campfire, which it was hard. We almost didn't have a campfire at all.
We didn't have a fire ring.
That thing around that, you know, keep all those fires contained in a fire ring. Yeah,
to have them in designated fire rings.
There was three fire rings in the whole stinking park.
70 sites, three fire rings.
So we had ours after day one. We acquired a fire ring somehow.
Emily. Huh?
I acquired
it. No, I acquired it, but you had found it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did the dirty work.
Yeah, you weren't dragging a 100-pound ring of metal covered in rust around, but you're like, there's one.
It's like finding Bigfoot.
It is.
There it is.
Gotta get it.
It was technically harder than finding Bigfoot because we've seen several Bigfoots.
Only one
fire ring.
Well, first, I want to thank Paul.
Paul T. Costco. Brought us all kinds of presents. He brought the kids some toys.
He even entertained the crowd.
Oh, gosh.
He was singing and dancing and...
All right. Sorry. I got to get ready.
You could do the megaphone. Remember, because we were yelling into the mega. Yeah, so you brought a mega horn, and you did this.
Come on, come on, see Paul, the amazing dancing boy. Throw some coins at him, he'll eat them. Come see Paul, the dancing boy.
So that did happen. That did happen.
And then we started saying it, and everybody ran over and started throwing dollar bills and coins on the table. So Paul had to do a little dance.
So Paul...
Paul's a great sport.
You're the best.
He's a great sport. He's always so much fun.
Yes.
He'll be at the Jamboree. So make sure bring your bag of coins for Paul the Dancing Boy.
You can see Paul live at Ohio Jamboree October 4th.
He goes on as Paul the Dancing Boy at 1 o'clock.
Yep, 1 o'clock. And then every half hour after that, Paul is on. We have him scheduled, slotted in. So remember, Paul, you signed that contract.
I think every 12 minutes.
You're contractually obligated now. Every 15. This was a verbal contract. We shook on it.
No, Paul's all right. He had a lot of fun. He can only come Thursday, though.
Yeah, so we missed you the rest of the weekend, Paul, but it was good to see you Thursday.
Because who came up, like, instantly? Like, Cliff and some of the other speakers were throwing change.
Jeffrey came over,
and B. Rick came running over with a dollar.
Suzanne, too.
Suzanne, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was funny because it was like, we were just, we love picking on Paul. Anybody don't know, you know, he's a friend of the show, but we pick on him sometimes. I did not expect everybody else to get in on it.
Well, Paul is a fan favorite in the
he's
cryptid
famous.
Community. He's the only one more famous than all the speakers.
He probably should be a speaker at some of these.
At some of these, he should share his experiences.
Yeah, maybe next year, 2026 Jamboree. Paul T. Costco, 2-hour speaking lecture of what it means to be Paul.
You know what? Let's give him 3 hours. All right.
I'll give him 3 hours.
Yeah, heck yeah. People, that's what the people, you know, so if you book them, they will come.
So Paul T. Costco, thank you.
So next, I want to thank, well, Sneaking Sally and Dr. Death.
Sneaky Sally,
sorry.
And Dr. Death, the destroyer of worlds, the bringer of pain.
Was it all that?
It was, he had
Eric and,
Tori.
Tori, yep.
Eric and Tori, great.
New friends of the podcast of ours.
Their bus also broke down.
Yeah, they had a bus.
They had bus problems, yes.
It broke down, like, what, 30 miles from the fairgrounds?
Oh.
They were stranded there until, like, Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, that's horrible. I hope you made it home, you guys.
Yeah, I think they did. I think
at this point, I would imagine.
Chihuahuas that had no bones.
The dogs kept.
Oh, yeah. Sneaking Sally.
You ever
seen
a dog just turn boneless?
Just in the, like, melted butter?
It's Sneaky Sally and Dr. Death.
All right.
I held Dr. Death for a while.
Did he feel like death?
And when he went melted, like, where'd your bones go?
It's a no bones.
No, they were good puppies.
Right.
And they were really fun people to hang out with.
Yes, we very much enjoyed your company and, what you do. The story's about what you do.
Yeah, hopefully you come on the show and talk about it.
Maybe or a future guest. We'd like to thank Connor and Alex and their sons, Alistair and Caspian.
Yeah, Alistair.
We'll see.
Alistair.
We'll see.
Aladair.
Alistair.
Allosaurus.
D-A-I-R.
Well, either way, because they helped with the coinage and the inspiration behind the Ohio Ear Eater.
The Ohio Ear Eater.
He's going to get your ears. That's what he does.
Step right up, step right up. Pay a quarter to see the Ohio Ear Eater and his friends coming soon.
Ooh, so that's a sneak peek for things to come in the future. Crypts of the Corn podcast. Stay tuned. Go to our website and just check for all the new things that are coming out each week. All right. Next, I'd like to thank Nicole. Nicole, it's been a while since you've made it to a conference. We want to thank you for making the journey.
All the way up from North Carolina.
Yes. We very much enjoy your company, as always. And Jeff and Liam, we spent the whole weekend with you as well. Gator Gill from Patreon, if anyone isn't on the Discord. If you are, you know Gator Gill. So
constantly having to ask him, do you have this?
What do you mean?
Because we would be like, do you have paper towels?
Oh, yes.
Do you have a can opener?
Do you have a lighter?
Right, everything. Yeah, I got it all.
Yeah, and you bring it up.
Yeah, you just keep it. Thank you. Thank you for spending the weekend with us. It was very enjoyable. And Barb and Jean.
Always
Barb
a
and
pleasure.
Jean. Yes, always a pleasure. Actually, we met them for the first time at the Hocking Hills Bigfoot Conference.
Yeah.
Okay, the conference, yeah.
Yep, the conference, which was the spawn of this big festival, which is now up to, I don't know, estimation, what was it, up to like 50,000 people last year, so we don't even know the numbers this year. But that's what spawned that, and that's where we met Barb and Jean, and we're still hanging out to this day at this the festivals today. Gary and Kelly, of course, we'd like to thank Gary and Kelly for the great company all weekend, and we learned... You know more about them, you know, more than I think we may have bit off more than we can chew.
And the KFC log.
Oh, yes. Tell them about that.
So
I didn't even know about this was a thing.
So Gary had saved KFC logs.
What is that?
So I think they were from 2012. So they're like burning logs, like fire logs,
like
whatever.
Duraflame logs, basically.
Yeah. Well, they were KFC, so they're supposed to smell like KFC. So Gary had like a box of them. And he brought his last one out to have at our fire with us.
What an honor.
It was great. Because I thought they were a joke, as in they didn't really exist.
It was real.
Like a meme thing.
Yeah.
And no, Gary comes out with a box of them.
Looks like it was from like KFC, like you can order at KFC.
It looked like a big box of chicken.
Yeah. But, so thank you, Gary. Thank you for, I guess, everything all weekend, and all, including all the great photos. You and Kelly both.
And then congratulations to winning the best decorated campsite.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's our listeners right there winning.
Oh, gosh. They were great.
That's right. That's something to be proud of.
Gary's saying, I can't buy anything because I can't fit it in the car. And I'm like, what do you mean? Then we see his campsite. Like, oh.
And their little car was so packed.
It was. It was like...
Their decorations was bigger than they slept in. Yeah. Than everything in their car. Yeah.
They're great. We have so much fun with Gary and Kelly.
Yeah, they're fantastic as always. I'm trying to make sure we just go. Oh, then obviously Baton and Paley. Baton and Paley. Yep. Peyton and Bailey and Steven. And they brought along Jordan, which he was the one that's, you know, inspired the Pretty Pony Derby, which got to come on Patreon.
I'm glad he is able to take a joke.
Oh, I know.
Because, man, we tore into him. But he made it so easy.
Well, he just kept going with it.
Initiation to Cryptids of the Corn.
Well, I mean, the stuff he kept talking about was just like, tell me more, Jordan.
I've only opened the game twice. Well, I've only opened the game three times.
Right, yeah.
Like, lying. I can't even say the other line that developed.
Well, he might have been right, though, because, you know, every time I open it, about 10, 20 times, you have to download something.
Oh, I believe he never played the game.
Yeah, so maybe he was telling the truth. He's only opened it twice, but to actually open it, you got to open it 800 other times to download everything. Then we met some new listeners this weekend.
Yeah,
who was that? This past weekend. Eli and Ricky.
They're going to build you a house.
Well, I mean, I'm going to ask them about it.
I put a bid in Eli and Ricky.
Turns out they're construction. They work construction. They build homes.
They build houses. They just showed us a picture of the house they built.
And what are we trying to do right now?
Build a house.
Huh.
Homestead. I think we're building pastures in 2 days.
I mean, everything's slowly happening. But what are the odds in that? So we met them. They were fantastic. Thank you guys for coming out to see us. And, okay. And who else we got? Oh, Michael from Family Dollar. I wasn't there to meet him, but you did.
Michael from Family Dollar. I'm 99% sure it was Michael because your coworker introduced you before you came out. Super nice to meet you. He came running out. He was super excited to meet us because he'd missed us like 3 or 4 times. We went down to Family Dollar. It was like the store nearest. Yeah, and the Family Dollar crew was always a lot of fun. Somebody called and harassed them about coming down to the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree.
Dang, Jamboree or the Hocking Hills
Bigfoot? The Hocking Hills Bigfoot Festival.
Oh, Hocking Hills Bigfoot Festival must have been really buzzing to call the people at Family Dollar, like, locals, like, come on, you got to get down here and see what's going on.
I think they said they weren't locals. They had a 419 area code.
Oh, well.
Odd. But no, Michael, it was really a pleasure to meet you. You were so excited. Hopefully I was in a halfway decent mood because that was the last day and it was super early.
And the Dollar General cat.
And you were a foot and a half taller than me.
Ugh, monster.
No, he was just a really tall man.
Oh, okay.
So he came, she's like, oh, you stay right there.
Now imagine coworker. You in the morning, half awake.
Oh.
Yeah, and someone comes out.
She's like, stay hovering right over there. You. And he came running out, gave me a hug. But he's just really tall.
I got a couple more people. I just wanted to thank Canadian Will.
Oh, yeah.
From YouTube. Will Solo video. Travels is his name on YouTube. Guys can check him out, follow him.
I did not know he was Canadian.
Oh, I did. Because he talked to me first the first day.
Yes, and I didn't. So he interviewed us, and one of his questions was asking what?
What do you think of Canadians?
What do Americans think of Canadians?
Yeah, what do Americans think of Canadians?
I'm like, huh, weird question, but here's the answer.
Yeah, so you were pretty honest.
I would have not said anything different, whether I knew he was Canadian or not.
So I guess you can see our answers whenever he puts that video out. So but,
yeah, I mean, we didn't say anything bad. It was
no.
Just,
I did a Canadian accent.
You did?
Oh, yes.
He even told us where it was from.
I don't remember the one. I remember I did one after, too.
Yeah, he's like, oh, that's from X Place.
Yeah, I did one off film. I think it was even a little better. I really got into it.
Yeah.
Canadian, oh, yeah, there.
Hey. Canadian Will.
Yeah, Canadian Will, thank you all. Yeah, we're really stoked to have you come over to the booth and say hi. Oh, come on, don't cut off. It's hard to get into it when you cut it off halfway through.
It's terrible.
I'd like to also thank Professor, I don't remember your last name, but I remember your first name was Royal. He spoke to us after we gave our presentation. He's a professor at some university, and he just retired. And I don't remember where, but he had a long conversation with me after. Mr. Royal, Professor, well, I cannot remember your last name, but I remember your first name was Royal. Your words were encouraging, inspiring, and just want to say thank you. And Lisa, who made our unicorn, Lisa?
Oh, and she gave the kids another thing. Was it Nicholas Royal?
His first name is Royal.
Okay.
He was an older guy. He said he never heard of us before. Like I said, he just retired from university.
I'm looking up professors with the name.
You won't find him. You won't find him.
There's not many.
No. But yeah, and then Lisa, I want to say thank you to Lisa for
she gave Willow a Mothman with the Sandhill Crane hoodie.
There we go. That was better.
Crocheted.
Which I tried to pay her for.
And Willow would not let go of that thing.
She's still dragging it around by its big head.
Attached to it. So overall, I just the Hocking Hills Bigfoot Festival was a great success, I believe, this year. I think there's many great things to look forward to next year, and I think there's a few ideas even from this that we may inspire us for the Jamboree. The Hocking Hills Bigfoot Festival 2026 will be in the same area. I don't know the date yet, but I encourage you guys all to follow their pages and keep up with their information. And last but not least, let's address the other turd in the punch bowl.
There was a mad pooper.
Bum, bum, ba, bum.
Now, so I'm going to take a shower, and I believe it's Friday morning. And as I'm getting to, like, right where the shower house goes from grass to concrete.
Huh, Friday morning.
I think it was Friday morning.
I think you're right.
It was Saturday because you went and took a shower Saturday.
Then it was Saturday morning, whatever.
Because you and Jay did the outside showers.
On Friday, you're
on
right.
On Friday.
Yeah, see, not so bad. You did it with me.
It was just very cold.
It's nice.
And I didn't feel
Sometimes you need that.
I didn't feel super clean.
Oh, you didn't get in there like me. That's why.
Yeah, I did not get naked in the side of the road and scrub myself in front of other campers. You are correct. I did not do that.
You got to get up in there.
He did.
I know. And then Jeff was texting him.
I don't know, but I told him.
He was like, I can see you or something.
I told him to quit watching.
He's like, it looks like you're naked from down here.
Well.
And then he told us at the booth, I don't know where you were. He goes, that's a lot of white meat.
Well, I'm very pale.
Anyways, as I'm walking in, there is a huge human turd. And I'm like, I have a picture of it. If anybody wants it, I'll send you the picture.
Yeah, I'm glad that yes.
Because I'm like, nobody's going to believe me.
People are demanding that photo. Like, it's like 6 a.m. I need it. Please.
And I'm like, oh, okay, so.
Let's go to the Facebook page.
All I could think of, because there was only two bathrooms. So I'm like, maybe they just
couldn't make it.
And like, no, maybe they're full. I know one of us takes about 2 hours every time he goes into the bathroom. So it's just like, if there's two of those people happen to line up.
You call yourself out. Jeez.
Yeah, it's not me.
There you go.
It's not me.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Comparatively, yeah.
Comparatively.
I've met both of y'all, and I've been nearby when you both are pooping. It's about the same. Don't mute me.
There we go.
Anyways, continuing on. The Mad Pooper saga developed. So he pooped inside the stall.
We cannot confirm, though, it was the same.
I'm going to assume, because then he...
It does make the story better.
He pooped up by the campsites, too.
No, I didn't know about that one.
I seen somebody posting about it. That's why I said the update. That somebody's like... Right outside, not right outside their tent, but, you know, 10 or 12 feet away.
So, well, I think they're just setting it up for next
year. A big human turd.
Oh, gosh. They're setting it up for next year.
And it's more of the thought of, like, obviously the poop's gross, but that somebody, you know, wasn't there when I went to bed, and I get up, and now there's a big human turd. So, and there was a lot of poop.
Well, it's a good thing, I stayed up late Saturday night. I would have saw him. I didn't see nothing, though. Was there one? Was there one after Sunday morning?
I think it was Sunday. Yeah, I think it was Sunday morning. How come you didn't catch the Mad Pooper? It was like four spots.
Oh, you're trying to say it was us.
You're the Mad Pooper.
Yeah, no. No, if I was the Mad Pooper, I would have got caught.
I don't poop.
They would have seen me like out there for an hour. Or just for an hour. Come on, just come out.
What are we devolving this show into?
I don't know. We're sorry, you guys. Poop comments. We're sorry, family. I just think they're setting up for next year. Like
Bigfoot Friends and Poop is the name of this episode.
Oh my gosh. No, we're not doing that. Maybe we'll cut this out. But
so that was it for the Mad Pooper. I do have one more thing to add.
Well, me too, really quick. For next year. Hurry up. I'm sorry, I'm trying. Next year, they're setting it up. B is setting up. It's a thing for the whole weekend. There's like a crime scene Scooby-Doo mystery.
You gotta catch the Mad Pooper.
Catch the Mad Pooper. Go to the main booth and get your magnifying glass and your little kit.
And then, your Mad Pooper net.
Yeah, and your Mad Pooper net. And your checklist. It's like Clue. I know who did it. He did it in
the... Did we thank Brian Wolf at all during this?
Brian Wolf, no, we didn't. So it's Santa.
We had so much fun with Brian. Yeah. He was a ball this week. Extremely hard.
Everyone check out Wolf Rock Radio and check out Brian's new fursona on Wolf Rock Radio.
I was going to say the number one furry rock station.
It is. The number one furry-friendly rock station.
Furry-friendly. Apparently, we're the number one furry-friendly cryptid podcast.
Hey, I'll take it.
I'm happy about it.
Me too.
I just didn't know until the episode came out how big of a community we had around it.
We did get some questions answered though that Bigfoot fursonas are rare.
They do exist, but they are very rare.
Just like Bigfoot.
Dogman type personas are very, I guess, common.
Yep.
They're not hard to find.
Right.
And Midwest FurCon is the conference I seen.
In Chicago, right?
In Chicago.
Yeah. So we're learning.
Yeah, because I was in Chicago. We had to change hotels because of the furry fest.
We can be like furries through osmosis. We
Not
don't have to
because
actually...
of the furries. Because my boss was uncomfortable with people. And it was really nothing to do with them being furries.
It was just too busy.
He is. He's not a bad guy. I enjoyed him very much. I'm not going to name him, but he's very, very antisocial.
Yeah, I get it.
So he always tried to pick quiet hotels, and this one he picked happened to be Midwest FurCon. There's like 14,000 people.
The exact opposite.
And we talked about around the campfire, I don't think you guys were, but Alex, Brian, and I, and Connor were talking about how like it originally was like a steampunk thing.
The furry thing?
And that's why the furry festivals will go under like steampunk.
Mm. Oh, sure. I can see it.
And Brian was saying what the whole story was behind it, and we were just like, oh, that's interesting.
I mean, he has a fursona,
so he would know. So, Brian, we were figuring you out, slowly but surely. You can keep trying to deny it, but we know.
Oh, the weirdest single, I just want to end with this. The weirdest single contact with a human being I've had in my adult life.
Oh, on the way home. All right, okay, let's get this really quick.
I don't think I even heard this.
No, you didn't yet.
You didn't, because
this is when we drove home separate.
I was very scared we were going to be abducted after.
It was weird.
It was like...
We went to Long John Silver /...
Am I telling the story or are you telling the story?
Oh, sorry.
Was it a KFC Long John?
It was.
Yeah. All right.
Now you tell it.
Well, you know,
We were like...
You left the day before.
The only reason we stopped is because we're like...
I left the same day. Just
hours.
Way earlier in the day.
Don't. You didn't miss out
I
on anything.
I had you for reasons.
It was horrible.
It was horrible.
It was horrible.
The whole experience is horrible.
Your food looked disgusting. I'm not going to lie.
I didn't eat half of it.
It was extremely burnt.
So we go through the drive-thru, and normally there's like a two fish, two chicken Long John meal I get. Because I don't, when I get that, I don't want the KFC chicken. I want the Long John chicken because it has the fish breading.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only reason I order it like that is because I like the fish breading.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the guy, where, because I didn't see it. I'm like, where's the two fish, two chicken meal? You can add chicken to the one and one. Okay, do that. It was just like that part was weird, but not bad. So we get up to the window.
And you just ask for...
I'm like, hey, can I add an extra... No, you can't. You can't add anything at the window. You got to go back around. Like a robot, super fast.
We were the only ones in the...
I looked around. You remember when he looked at me and said that? I'm like...
We were the only ones there, though. There was no one else in line. They weren't busy. They weren't taking any other orders. But he is adamant we had to drive all the way around to add a piece of chicken to this order.
I'm like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, we're fine.
So then he's like, please pull forward.
Again, we're the only people there. And he made us get out of line and pull forward to the side.
When he comes out with the bag of food, nobody's there. Nobody's within a mile of this place. And he looks at us and he's like, what did you have and what's the name for the order? And I literally looked at Jay and looked around like... Is this guy real? And the way he's talking, I can't even do it justice.
You're not doing it right.
I can't even do it justice. It was like aliens' first day on Earth.
It's very monotone.
Very monotone, but very weird.
Yeah.
And he's like, and then we get, I like tell him what I had, and then he hands us the food.
Well, no.
He's like, corporate makes me say that.
Yeah.
And then like turns around and disappears.
It was weird. Yeah, what was your name and what was in the order? And just deadpan stared at us.
And he stared, and I looked at Jay, and I looked behind.
Like we're the only ones here.
Am I missing, like, a 50-car line?
Well, he made us walk or pull forward, too, and he brought the food out, like, a minute later.
Like, immediately.
Yeah. Like, immediately brought it out. I don't know. It was weird. It was weird.
And then,
we opened the food
and it's all burnt, gross, and brown.
It was like the oil was really old, you know, and they just reused it and then left the food in it.
And we were too just, long. Like... I was really afraid we were going to get abducted because that's how all these abduction stories start with like one really weird encounter with like maybe her person.
I don't even know what town it was.
London.
Okay.
London.
London, Ohio.
Oh, yeah, because we went across and then up.
Yeah.
Because we weren't around. We didn't go through Columbus.
It was in London, Ohio.
Yeah.
I would say because there's one in Pickerington. KFC.
Yep, this was in London and then an alien works there.
Lancaster.
Alien works there and they'll burn your food.
We talked about, in all sincerity, I mean, he's probably just, an autistic kid?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he might have been an alien.
He could have been an alien. I mean, I don't know. What did we talk about? He should not be dealing directly with customers.
No, it's bad for business.
Because I didn't get angry, but I could 100% see the way he was acting towards us.
Yeah. Someone getting mad.
Getting very angry.
It was like he was doing a bit, but he wasn't.
And that's why I kept looking at you.
I know.
Like, is he real? Like, is
he
serious?
I thought he was joking at first.
Every time, Malika, when he's like, you can't add anything at the order, at the window. You gotta pull back around.
There's nobody back there. Just want to back up a little bit, like 5 feet, and then tell you through the box?
Why don't you just click the headset button?
You should have done that. We should have put it in reverse.
I almost left, and I'm glad we didn't, because the whole interaction
we should have left
was just horrible.
We should have left.
But we even talked, I don't know, like, we have family that are, higher on the spectrum or whatever, but still work and do a great job and everything like that. I don't know if we ever talked about Emily's brother is on the spectrum, but actively working and stuff like that. It was even weirder than that. I don't think...
It was weird.
Like, I've dealt a lot with higher spectrum autism.
Yeah, people. Yeah.
I've never had that interaction.
No, me either. And at the bowling alley, I deal with it too all the time. All the groups that come in there
I mean,
trying to size people up for shoes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they're like... And they can't hardly even communicate. And they're trying to tell you their shoe size. And they're like, come on, tell him. And they don't know.
It was just odd.
Get one of them, like, used to use for him.
No, you're good.
I was just gonna say, like, there's like a thing where they like pick on it, like,
oh, yeah,
magnets and stuff. Cause we used to do that to like help him, like,
communicate because it's easier,
absolutely. But either way, at the end of the day, you just figured out how to communicate with him, make him feel like normal.
It was. We even talked. We kind of felt bad, like maybe somebody trained him wrong. Remember me and you?
Yeah.
That. Like,
well, he's like Gorbert made me say, "Okay, we've been
like somebody trained him wrong as a joke."
We're really dissecting: is this an alien or not? Like,
well, because it was like I said, I didn't get upset, but I could easily see some. I worked in fast food for 10 years.
Oh yeah,
all through high school and all through both of my college degrees. And I've had people spit on me. I've had people throw stuff. And I'm generally very cordial.
Yeah.
I can see that man's demeanor.
Oh, yes. Not ending well for some people.
Yeah, somebody's going to get real hot.
Yeah.
And get, you know.
Yeah.
And he just, I don't know. It just was, and he just stayed there and stared at us a lot.
That was a weird part, yeah.
Like, well, I kept looking at you just to make sure it was happening. It was.
I was peeking over just looking at him, too.
The best way to describe it, it was like meeting somebody in a dream. Mm. Where nothing makes sense.
Mm.
Was he staring like the way Willa kept staring at Brian all weekend?
No, he wasn't doing like the 1,000-yard stare or the mean mugging. He was like genuinely watching like, what are you going to say next?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's the best way to put it.
It was weird. Odd. Did we run into any other odd?
I don't think
Willow's
she'll
Willow's dance moves.
Oh, Willow, she was dancing all night. Yep.
Hopefully people find this entertaining.
Yes. But Hocking Hills Bigfoot Festival, I highly recommend you should go there. We'll be there again next year. We'll be speaking. Come see the...
She's already signed us up for speaking twice a day, every day.
Seriously?
I told you that, and you were like, you're a liar.
I still don't believe you. You're a liar. I don't sound like that. Oh, whatever. You're probably lying. All right, see us there next year. We're speaking twice every day, apparently.
I hope not. I really hope,
I hope not either.
I don't think your voice could do it.
No, we spoke every day and then twice on Saturday, and it was
a lot.
It was the most I think I can do.
I agree.
All right, guys. I have been the Great and Powerful Mystery.
I've been a J clone, whatever.
And I've been Emily.
We'll catch you next week, guys. Bye. Bye.
Guys, thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye.